It's Behind the Beat. I'm John Kessler.
And I'm Nick Morrison. For your love. For your love. For your love. I'd give you everything and more, and that's for sure. For your love. This is the Yardbirds with their first hit record, For Your Love. It was released 50 years ago in 1965, the year British rock invaded American pop music culture.
The guitarist in the Yardbirds was Eric Clapton, who actually quit the band because they had a pop hit. At age 20, Clapton was already a blues purist and had no interest in being in a pop band.
Like most British rock bands at the time, the Yardbirds began as a blues band.
Yeah, Jethro Tull was actually a blues band when they first started. So were the Moody Blues, The Who, The Rolling Stones, all started as blues bands.
And here's Clapton with the Yardbirds in 1963 doing Howlin' Wolf's Smokestack Lightning.
When Eric Clapton left the Yardbirds in 1965, he went to a band that was known for playing more traditional blues, John Mayall's Blues Breakers.
And here's Clapton and the Blues Breakers with their 1966 version of Freddie King's Hideaway. Within a couple of years after leaving the Yardbirds because they were too pop, Clapton found that playing pure blues with the Blues Breakers was too confining for the kind of guitar playing he was experimenting with.
Well, right about that same time, Eric Clapton saw a Buddy Guy show in England. Buddy Guy was just playing with a bass player and drummer. That gave Eric Clapton the idea to start his own trio with bass player Jack Bruce and drummer Ginger Baker, the band Cream. Here's Eric Clapton with Cream from 1968 doing a very electrified version of the Robert Johnson tune Crossroads. Well, between his work with the Blues Breakers and with Cream, Eric Clapton essentially defined blues rock.
And virtually all other forms of rock stem from that. Hard rock, metal, southern rock, you name it. So, ironically enough, the guy who quit the Yardbirds in 1965 for being too pop eventually became one of the most successful pop artists of the 80s and 90s.
That's Behind the Beat. I'm John Kessler.
And I'm Nick Morrison.
You can podcast Behind the Beat, listen to the complete versions of all the songs we featured, and check out our web post at kplu.org. But it passed me.